Hey, Coach Tim here, Spider Cave Studios, Torrance, California. I wanted to share with you something that will help you be a better content marketer. And if you're a better content marketer, that's ubiquitous. That means you are better on your website, you're better on all the other accoutrements to your marketing that's out there, all your entities, wherever you can syndicate or place content through syndication and or through persona using the 4D marketing model. So, what will make you a better content marketer? Well, number one is realizing why you're doing it. Why are you doing content? There's a lot of psychology behind it. Most of us think we're doing content for SEO purposes. If that's the only reason you're doing it, then you're doing it wrong. Google doesn't pay you or me anything. What we want is for an end user, a reader, a website visitor, a social media person, to notice, and in their ADD, they go, oh, or a light bulb goes off, and they go, oh, that makes sense. Who was that guy? Oh, yeah, Tim. I remember seeing something else he put before about something about content or SEO or advertising or something. I'm going to mark him. I'm going to keep following him. And you're on your way. And there's a million ways to be followed. Right? The old way was emailed, RSS readers, social media is the newer way. But more and more, we are up against the ADD of the swipe on the phone has created us a bunch of people, ourselves included, that have the attention span of a goldfish. No, seriously, I'm not kidding. Microsoft did a study on that. And in fact, we have less of an attention span than a goldfish. So we're all suffering from ADD. And part of it is the glory of living in the world we live in, which is massive, massive access to information. And the spoils in the future will go to those who know how to filter through the mass information overload that is because of the internet. And within it all is good and bad. The good is we have access to tons of information. The bad is that it needs to be filtered. And part of that is Google. They're filtering what we see. So if I keep going to sites about orange football teams, I'll eventually keep getting in my results when I talk about sports, even maybe stuff about orange football teams. It has done some of the work for me to make it quicker for me to consume the information. So that's what we need to do. But we also need to understand why we're doing this information, this content. And it's to create followers. And a lot of times we think that we just need to talk about that which we sell, when in fact we can talk about anything we want. It's a free world, right? But is my audience interested in my fishing trip? Maybe some of them. Maybe some of them. You know, they might be fishermen women too. or on my, are they interested in my my cruise? Maybe. Probably. What it does is it humanizes you. And I've talked about this in the past. We are desperate for connection. At the same time, making connection harder than ever. And so the more human that we seem, the better and easier it is. And so what I am suggesting to you is a couple things. Be interesting. There's that one of those global words. How do you be interesting? What makes you uniquely you? I keep talking about this in different venues. One of the things I think is a real good platform to look at. There was a book a couple years ago, Scott Adams, the guy who does the Dilbert cartoons, is a pretty smart marketer. He's a pretty smart neuro marketer and understands how we humans tick pretty well. And he basically diagnosed the Trump way of getting the media to the tune of, I think, $1 billion to fund his campaign for free in 16. So it isn't all about just Trump. It's about psychological ways that we do things or we don't do things. And so one of the things he brings up is, and I think he's brought it up in his other books, it's called a skill stack. We all have skill stacks. You have an experience, an experiential level that nobody else on earth has that makes you special. And I bet you're not putting it out there. If you notice, I say Coach Tim. Is it Coach Football Tim or Coach Consulting Tim? Right? So there's a lot packed into me being Coach Football Tim, right? Volunteerism. Being able to move large amounts of individuals, i.e. leadership, i.e. culture building. There's a lot in that. There is also, through my podcast, you see I've got a lot of big name friends. So it's a way of name dropping and social proof and authority framing without actually having to say, look at me, look at me, look at me, which is what most people do when they're advertising. They start there with the glitzy stuff. I say do the glitzy stuff last, if at all, because you probably don't need to. Once they people connect to you, the human, it's too easy because there's no other humans. Everybody else is doing glitz. They're doing faux. And so getting back to content, what do you do? What do you do is you give them ahas. As I said to my partner years ago, my ex-real estate partner, Mike, I was explaining some stuff for him on, at the time we both were partnered on a for sale by owner real estate site, which was the number one for sale by owner site in probably the world, and at least in the U.S. And I was explaining some of the stuff, technically how it works, and I could see his eyes gloss over. And so I said, I told him right then and there, I go, Mikey, you know what, from now on, I got to give you your medicine rolled up in a donut. And it's funny, he'll bring that up every once in a while when we talk. He never forgot that. And so that's what you have to do. You have to, quote, kind of dumb down what you're doing so that the people are not, they're listening to you so they can learn, but they're also listening. They're at the place wherever they're at in their education. And a lot of them, if you're a service person, they don't want to know how to do your business. If I'm learning about cosmetic augmentation, let's just say. I'm not a do-it-yourselfer. If I'm listening or learning about dental implants, I'm not a do-it-yourselfer. I'm not going to implant my own teeth, right? If I'm a realtor, I might get a few for sale by owner, do-it-yourself type, cheapo types, but mostly I'm getting people who just want to understand the process. And so that's where you need to kind of drop down off the sophistication pedestal, off the stage, and get down amongst the people and speak from their perspective, to have empathy for your audience so that they can attach to you. So what is it about you that's so special? What is your skill stack? And within that are stories that people can embrace and love about you that's more than just what you do. Because, I hope this doesn't hurt, but what you do, at least in their people's eyes, are no different than anybody else. And even though you might be the best person at what you do in the world, until the people that you want to sell to embrace you, hug you for who you are and what you stand for, what do you stand for? Seriously, what do you stand for? People stand for things. People, real people, have opinions. Real people believe in things. And the less it sounds like you believe in just selling crap to people, the more likable you'll be. The more you try to help. I mean, I'll give you an example. I recently met what some people might call a whale. And I probably consulted, without calling it consulting, consulted probably a couple grand worth of time before we even got to the point where, he wanted to marry up. I call that the, you go to a coffee date first before you try to marry, and you got to get the first base before you can get a home run, if you remember that old analogy. So, you give a little bit, and it doesn't always have to be the business stuff. It can be just insider stuff, which is kind of business, but, if you're a realtor, oh man, I was at this and that place, and if you ask for the such and such deal, it's a really great deal. Be a man or woman of the neighborhood. If you're a dentist or a doctor, you can talk about tips that are not so medical that someone could do at home. While saying, now when you do, when you do your 6 months checkup, this is what you need to do in between. So you're still prescribing your services and your value, but you're not making it like a lot of people make it, where there's only one way that this will work. There's only one answer, which we all know now. In the medical world, there's lots of answers, and a lot of the answers have nothing to do with the doctor. So if you're not willing to admit that you have competition and you're a doctor, then you're soon to be out of business. So you need to admit that there are these things. Even like a realtor, you can admit, hey, you could sell by FSBO. Here's how to do it. Here's what I would do if I was to sell my house without a realtor. And now you'll attract every do-it-yourselfer on earth, but you'll, of course, make it so it shows all the pain and the
hard work it takes to do that. You want people to go, a couple things. You want at least an aha in every paragraph or two. And an aha, I call it the light bulb moment. Most people won't listen to this podcast. But hopefully there's an aha, there's a light bulb moment in the beginning or in the middle or at the end that they will remember. And that's all that matters. Mission accomplished. Same thing on an article, on your site, on your social media. And not everything needs to be profound, but what is the persona that you're looking to put out there? What is it? Define it. Write it down. Now, I'm going to start opening up consults on persona building. That includes all kinds of stuff that will help you, my clients, build into a personality, to be the Colonel Sanders, so to speak, of your business. A lot of people are just walking stereotypes, you know. In other words, if you're a dentist, do you look like a stereotypical dentist? If you're a realtor, are you the stereotypical realtor? Are you the cliche? You lawyer, are you the cliche? Plumber, are you the cliche? You can't be a cliche, you can't be a stereotype when you're a person. So that's step one. So hopefully this has been helpful. Hopefully this will help you build content. I will mention, I did not mention, what are your frequently asked questions? That's always, that's the easiest way to start. But within that, make it ahas. Make it light bulbs. What's the light bulb? And in order to get to that light bulb, you have to have empathy. You have to walk in your prospects and clients' shoes and be them for a moment. Get out of your sophisticated mindset and dumb it down to their level of education that they're at about your service, about the pain they're going through. Okay, and try to bring it down to that level. And in your communications, again, simple light bulbs. And simple light bulbs, like with my friend Mike, my buddy Mike, we're going on 20 years, okay, when I first introduced that concept to him. I gotta roll your medicine up in a candy or a donut. And he'll still say that back to me 20 years later. Okay. In other words, I own a space in his brain. That's what you want to do. This is Coach Tim, Spider Cave Studios, Torrance, California, with another awesome podcast. Hey, get number one.